Hey, Coach, how's the mood over there, considering your record and all that?
Good. Guys are working hard in it. You know, we go to practice. We fight in games. We just got to find a way to get over the hump by getting a win.
So how do you do that? Is it just cutting out the turnovers? Is that the big thing?
I think the turnovers and making the plays when we have an opportunity to make them.
What's the transition been like for you without Jamie Collins?
Oh, it's been tough. You know, Jamie's one of the better players on our team. I think any time you lose a guy that not only was he a good player, but also a team captain and a leader in the locker room, it's always tough.
Along those lines, though, your linebackers have been extremely productive. Just how good they've been, especially Schobert, a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe's done a really good job. He's playing the Mike linebacker position for us, and he's made some plays this year for us.
Did you see that in him as a former edge rusher here, that he could become a middle linebacker for you?
I did not. Me personally, I didn't. I think once Coach Williams and his staff got here, they did a real good analysis on our players, and we started to put guys where we felt they fit better. Obviously, our scheme changed from a 34 defense to a 4-3, and it's been the best fit for Joe.
Hugh, when you look at JC, what did you think about him, you know, when you picked him up in the free agent process, and what have you kind of learned about him now with him settling in at that center spot for you?
Well, I think he's done a really good job of solidifying the middle of our offensive line. You know, he's kind of our quarterback on the field with the quarterback. He's done a really good job of making sure that we all stay on the same page. He's been really dependable. Obviously, I know about the injuries in the past, but for so far, this has not been an issue this year.
What's Greg done for your defense? I know I was looking, you guys were, what, 31st last year, and you're 10th this year. That's obviously a huge gain.
No, I think Greg's done a really good job of implementing the system that we were looking to put in place. Our players, I think, have done a great job of gravitating to it. They understand it, and they're playing with passion and energy.
Back to your quarterback. How do you measure his growth, you know, week to week with Deshaun this year, Hugh?
Well, I think it's been, you know, at best right now it's been inconsistent. I mean, but some of that is understandable. He's a young player trying to learn his way in the National Football League on the youngest team in the league. So I think it's compounded by that as well. It's not like he has a bunch of veterans that are around him, but I think he's starting to understand what it takes to play in this league, and he understands that the team goes as the quarterback goes. So that pressure's on him, but at the same time, I think he's working through that.
Yeah, what have you seen out of this Packers running game, especially the last few weeks?
Well, they've been rolling. I mean, they've done a good job of blocking people and coming off the ball, just like I thought they would if that's what they needed to do. They're quick to do that. They have really good coaching, really good players, so I'm not surprised by anything they're doing.
On the other side of the coin, you guys have stopped the run really well. What's been the secret to that so far?
I'm sorry?
On the other side of the coin, you guys have stopped the run really well. What have you guys done so well in that regard?
Well, I think our guys understand what we're trying to accomplish on defense, and that's been one of the goals. You know, we try to do everything we can to make sure that we don't allow teams to run. We want teams to become one-dimensional as much as we can, but teams have also been able at times, you know, to line up and run the ball on us, and so it's something we got to continue to work at and do better. But thus far, I'm pretty happy with the things we've done this year.
Have you even had to say anything to Josh Gordon about, you know, this new and latest opportunity for him to play again?
No, not really. I mean, I think Josh understands where he is. He understands that this is a tremendous opportunity for him, and he's got to make the most of it.
How good's Miles been?
Miles has been good. You know, obviously, the sack numbers are not exactly where we want him to be, but the pressure has been there. He's done a good job preparing week in and week out. I think last week he was so close in so many opportunities, and I just think he's got to keep working at it. That's life in the National Football League as a pass rusher.
Do you think you might have something in your tight end, who I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, but he's made a few plays for the last few weeks?
Yeah, no, David's is Njoku. He's working hard. He's doing everything he can to get better. He's, again, another young player, the youngest player on our team. That is working his tail off to try to understand how to fit in, how to make plays for our football team in the National Football League.
You know, what does it do for an offense to have a guy like that, a big, tall, athletic guy at that spot?
Well, obviously, you know, it gives you an opportunity to have another playmaker on the field, you know. But again, like I said, he's a young guy that's learning how to play. He's got to continue to grow.
You guys good?
Nope. Did you have one more?
What have you thought of Brett Hundley? Who's had some good games and some not-so-good games?
Well, But Brett's, again, these are young quarterbacks we're talking about, so we get it. I think you guys do too, but I think Brett is obviously doing some good things for the football team because they've won some games. He's learning from one of the best in the league in Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, again, he's in a good spot, and it's good to have the opportunity to play, maybe not in this situation where one of the premier players in the league is not playing, but he's now getting some real time, learning experience, and I think that'll benefit him well throughout his career.